You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in, thousands of winter arrivals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 70% on coats, slippers, and cashmere from Kate Spade, New York, Vince, UGG, Levi's, and more.
Check out these boots.
They've got the best gifts.
My holiday shopping hack? Join the Nordy Club.
Get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in-store the same day for free. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you Rack.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
That's right. Welcome into the Love of the Star podcast with Eric Chiafalo alongside the Super Bowl champion, Brian Broaddus, live from his Crown Global Media Studios, rocking and rolling. Make sure you subscribe on the YouTube channel for Crown Global Media as well. But we appreciate you rocking with us here on Love of the Star, presented by the On-Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys and the Love of the Star podcast. Just go to the ontimeexperts.com, click the book now button, and let them take care of you at the highest level. Broaddus, we now turn our sights to the Commanders, but man, this has been tough. This has been tough after that Panthers game. We're all trying to pick up the pieces right now with a run defense that got absolutely shellacked. The pass defense wasn't a whole lot better, but it was the Rico show, and the offense kind of just didn't get things going in that fourth quarter. But as you look around the league right now, and especially in the NFC, you're like, man, we still got opportunities. How can we bounce back now that the Commanders just lost on Monday Night Football as well? We know what happened to the Eagles last week. There is no elite dominant presence really in the NFL right now. And so if you're the Cowboys, you got to be trying to find ways to get your defense to a standard that can get you somewhere, because right now we feel like there's a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance. And, you know, maybe, you know, your hope is that others don't figure it out while you're trying to figure it out as well, you know, with the Commanders and watching them on offense. I think it's going to be an interesting challenge, you know, for the Cowboys, especially with how Carolina had success running the football. I think the one thing the Commanders can do pretty well is they kind of give you that college offense look, but they have players in place, whether it's the quarterback, the running back, the scheme is really good. The play call is really good when it comes to trying to kind of get some plays together, to string plays together. But yeah, this is a, you know, it's a very difficult situation for Dallas, because you kind of feel like that you've kind of given away a couple of games. And you can even look back to, you had a chance to beat Philadelphia in week one, just couldn't get it done. You had a chance, to beat the Packers. You tie them. The Bears game was a bad game, and the Carolina game, just the inability to play any kind of run defense. So you kind of feel like you had a chance to win some games maybe you weren't supposed to win, and you lost some games you probably should have won, with some better play. And unfortunately, that's where you're at right now, with I think a difficult part of the schedule coming up. You look at the teams, past the bye. Right now you're looking at, this game against Commanders, very important division game. You can't be dropping division games. You've already dropped one to Philadelphia. You've beaten the Giants. You got to make sure you take care of those games. But yeah, with Commanders and then the Broncos in Denver, yeah, you've got to find a way to play better defensively. And if you don't, then you're going to find yourself way behind everybody else, because I think other teams are going to start to figure some things out too.
Yeah, for sure. And right now with this defense, there's so many issues. And
yeah,
I think we have to acknowledge first that the Cowboys put a bad group of players. They put a bad group of players together on the field and asked Matt Eberflus to do something with it. I don't know how much Eberflus is really helping you. I think that you've pointed out some good moments where, hey, he drew it up, here we go, yeah, and guy misses the play. What was it, the first play of the game versus Carolina? Yeah. Wanye Thomas, yeah, right there to make a play, misses the tackle. Yeah. Are you noticing him trying to do some different things?
Yeah. Yeah. The one thing he's somewhat set in his ways about how much zone defense he wants to play. He is starting to implement more man coverage stuff. But if I could circle back, Eric, to what you brought up, there are things that he has tried to do in that Carolina game that was okay. Okay, let's go back to the Jets game. Some of the different things that they were able to do scheme wise to generate pass rush, with moving defensive tackles to one side, using the loop twist game, stuff like that. He's trying to create pass rush and against a quarterback that got confused in Justin Fields, he was able to kind of take advantage of that. And, he did a really good job of attacking the Jets offensive line, attacking the tackles. The scheme I thought was really good. They gave up some in the run game. They weren't particularly good at the defensive tackle spot in that game. They haven't been really good at linebacker when it came to defending the run, but rushing the passer was a very, very positive sign and some things that he was able to generate. In the Carolina game, he got in a situation where he was trying he started to play a little bit more like heavier box. It really didn't help him all that much. He tried to do some run blitz stuff. We talked about, bringing the safety down, getting the safety home. Wanye Thomas misses the tackle. Just one example. Sam Williams playing an inside technique, takes an inside charge. Maris Leofau playing the edge. Damone Clark doesn't get over the top. Now the ball spills to the outside. And so he was trying to do things from a schemes perspective to maybe create some blocking problems for Carolina. One guy does his job. Two guys does his job. Third guy doesn't get there. Now you have a big game. And that seems to be kind of a theme for his team. He seems to have guys. This is another, they play a ton of zone coverage. I challenge anybody to tell me, and I'll probably prove them wrong about this. Tell me the last time one of these corners, whether it's Diggs or Bland, has knocked down a football, playing 7 yards off and all. I think I saw a stat the other day where I was just, it's a little bit mind-boggling that the way that Dallas has just really, really struggled when it comes to even getting their hands on footballs that way, knocking down passes and stuff. So, you know, there's things that he's tried to do, and his players have let him down. There's been some things that maybe they've tried a little bit scheme wise and in coverage that really hasn't translated very well. It hasn't translated very well to what's going on with, you know, how they're playing the coverage, whether it's the zone or the man coverage stuff. You know, they just they're not very coordinated with the linebackers, coordinated with the corners, coordinated with the safeties. Been a big issue.
Yeah, for sure. It's been a huge issue, and you still have guys that you kind of feel like are playing a little bit out of position. Donovan Wilson in coverage is just going to be, it's just going to be a disaster, and I don't know how many more times we have to look at it to know that that's the case. But he's still being misused. And when it comes to the zone or man stuff, I mean, right now I really don't even think it matters. Diggs is just not himself. Bland is not himself. And your safeties aren't very good. And the biggest thing is you don't have a pass rush. You don't have a pass rush. Now, don't tell that to Jerry Jones, because he was on with Sean and RJ just yesterday, Tuesday morning, and he's talking about how deep and capable and how awesome the pass rush is and how that's a strength for the team. And
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have no idea how you can watch these six games other than the Jets game, which that's a Jets team and quarterback who just got sacked 9 times and had negative 10 net passing yards versus the Broncos. That's an outlier, disgusting team that you were able to take advantage of. But this entire season, you've had great opportunities versus some shaky offensive lines, and you aren't getting a pass rush. So I don't think this secondary has much of a chance anyways, because they're just not very good, and they're not getting any help from a pass rush. And when you saw Bland and Diggs at the height of their powers, the Cowboys were like one of the top pass rushing teams in the sport. Of course, a lot of that has to do with Micah Parsons, and I get that. But still, you don't have that right now. So I think that's a huge reason why your secondary is just getting picked apart. And then you add to the fact that now your run defense and the guy that you brought in here and Kenny Clark to be the savior has been terrible the last couple of games. You pay Osa all that money, And he's not a game wrecker, that's for sure. And you got these guys getting upfield, getting blown off the ball. I mean,
when it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Neyland getting pushed around by a tight end. You have Sam Williams getting bullied by Xavier Leggett. You've got the Carolina Panthers. It wasn't even like they were running for 20 something yards a clip. It was just every single time you handed off the ball to Rico, he was going to get 8 to 10 yards. And it was just all game. Everybody's getting pushed around. I don't understand how Jerry's talking about the defensive line and the pass rush being capable right now. Seems like there's almost nothing capable with this unit. And it goes back to Jerry, Steven, Will McClay, all the team builders putting together a bad unit. You need 11 replacements, I feel like, on this defense right now.
Yeah, this is where you run into, and I experienced this with my own eyes in the early 2000s when I worked in the personnel department, was that you get Jerry and Steven being told things that aren't factual, you know, and Jerry and Steven have been around and watched enough football to know, you know, but they listened to the coaching staff. They listened to the scouting staff. I remember being in meetings where, you know, we were 5-11 football team and the coaches are talking about the team like we were 11-5. And there needs to be some really, really hard conversations. And you know, maybe there have been. But right now, it just doesn't appear that, you know, everybody would feel a lot better if Jerry and Steven would just stand up there and say, you know, instead of a work in progress, we've, you know, hey, we're not very good at this area. But they really can't do that. They can't do that. And so Jerry has to talk about his edge rushers. He has to be positive about it. But, you know, maybe that's something that the coaching staff is telling him, you know. Steven was very much adamant early when we had discussions with him about manufacturing pass rush once they made the Micah Parsons trade. I feel like there was only one game this year where they really manufactured pass rush, and that was against the Jets. And you described very accurately the deal that the problems that the Jets have on offense. It's clear. But there comes a time in that organization where people are not being truthful to Jerry and Steven about really what's going on. And that's the unfortunate thing that happens, you know, when you have that, you know, when the general manager's asking, you know, for answers that nobody really has a very good answer. It's like, no, Jerry, if we just execute better, things will be fine. Well, in some cases, that's absolutely true. But execution and physically getting beat up front are two different things, are two completely different things. And so, you know, somebody needs to explain the lack of physicality at times last week in the run game. And they need to also come up with, you know, there's examples, like I said earlier, where Matt Eberflus could sit down with Jerry and Steven and say, hey, okay, look what I tried to do here. You know, Clark didn't get it done. Look what I tried to do here. Wanya Thomas didn't get it done. Look what I tried to do here. Sam Williams didn't get it done. So at some point in time, is it a lack of some football intelligence as well? You know, you start to talk about, are the players not taking their, people say, well, there's no buy-in and all that stuff like that. Well, you know, I just feel like that they're just, the stuff that they practice on, and there's been some whispers that they've worked a lot on man coverage stuff. And they just haven't run it. But there's some whispering going on that there's been in practice where they've worked on man coverage in anticipating and using it, and they just have not, it just not has not translated to usage in the game. So maybe they were going to take a couple of weeks and work on some serious stuff with man coverage, and then see about it, you know, in the coming weeks, because they need to do something completely different. But I think that I, my own experience, I don't think everybody is generally always honest with Jerry and Steven about it, but Jerry and Steven know. I mean, they see it, they watch it themselves, they hear what we're all talking about, you know, and but they have to you know, say, oh no, we're comfortable here, we're comfortable here, when in maybe in reality they're really not as comfortable as they're leading everybody to believe.
All right, you're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Love of the Star presented by the On Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys, and the Love of the Star podcast. And yeah, they are the best in the business. All right, don't wait. Get relief today. If your air conditioner is not working, call the On Time Experts. They'll come to your home the same day, backed by their Stay Cool guarantee. Visit theontimeexperts.com. Click the Book Now button. You will pay less over time because they correctly diagnose your issue and fix it right the first time. Same day or you don't pay policy for certain repairs, 100% satisfaction guarantee, no excuses, no exceptions.
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new random zit. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.